All right, here's where the real fun starts in terms of trying to memorize this tune. There's a lot of chords, but we're going to start analyzing the function of the chords, okay? And I want you to look at the next sheet in the PDF. It's called My Foolish Heart Pushpins, right? I have boiled down this tune to its bare essence. And you may notice that there's a lot of 1-6-2-5s or 3-6-2-5s. Look at the very first line. It says 1-6-2, and then it's a 5 of 3, but we'll talk about that in a minute. And then the second line is 3-6-2-5, all right? And then look at the B section. It's 1-4-6-2-5. And this 1-6-2-5 is like a cornerstone, or 3-6-2-5. Is a cornerstone of jazz, and I shouldn't have to tell you, you know, this, but in case you haven't heard this before, you know, the rhythm changes or that kind of sound. There's many tunes that are just based on that, and it's a hugely popular and I don't know, hugely widespread progression in jazz. And believe it or not, this My Foolish Heart thing, despite its all of its chords, is really just variations on 1-6-2-5 after all. But you would never recognize that unless you could somehow select like what is happening. See, harmony is meant to be analyzed in motion. People would say the definition of harmony is chords. That's not really right. The definition of harmony is sort of like the notes that support a melody as they move through the tune. You know, the harmony is motion. This is from Michael Longo. I remember that part in his book. Harmony is motion. Things are meant to be analyzed within the context of how they're moving. You know, Einstein, one of my favorite quotes: "Nothing happens till something moves." All right. So how did I know it's a 1-6-2-5? Well, in the melody, we talked about how it went from 1-2-3-4, all right? So I'm looking, I know it starts on a 1 chord, and I know that bar 3 is my 2 chord, all right? So look at the pushpin sheet, look at bar 1, and look at bar 3. That goes from 1-2, all right? Now look at bar 5, it goes to 3. So overall, I got a 1-2-3 progression here, all right? And we'll talk about how this is in relation to the 1-6-2-5 in a minute. But how do you get from one place to another? Well, there are lots of ways, but the most common way is to stick a 5 chord before wherever you're going, all right? So if you're going to a 1 chord, or in this case, B flat, you stick an F sharp, you stick an F7 chord before it, and it leads there. If you're going to a C minor chord, the 2 chord, well, what's the best way to get there? You stick its 5 chord, G7, there in front of it. All right, so that's why I'm analyzing backwards. That's why I'm analyzing the G7 after I talked about the C minor. Okay, you make sense so far? Now we're going to analyze before that. So go back to the original harmonic analysis. If you want to extend taking a 5 chord going to a 1 chord, you can also put a 2 chord before the 5 chord. Namely, in this case, before we go to C minor, we're going to go D minor, G7 to C minor, right? That's a 2-5-1. And before that, you can stick in a 4 chord just because it's nice harmonic motion. You know, so what I mean is, instead of just going 1-2, we have lots of colorful motion in between 1-4-3-6, and now my 2. Okay, and then I know I'm going to 3, the bar five. So I'm going to stick the 5 chord. The 3 in this case is D minor. I'm going to stick the 5 chord before it, and I'm going to do the 4-3 thing to add tension and resolution. Again, this tune is like, it's expanded out over a long period of time. So it's taking you through this long journey. and keeping you, you know, in suspense. It's like I said before, it's a very intense type of tune. So I hope this is making sense. You're analyzing things as they move from one to the next. Big picture is one, like 6-2, but now we're going with 3. So it's like 1-6-2 and then 3-6-2-5. But before we go to the 3 chord, we're going to do the 5 chord of the 3 chord, which is 8-7. And we're going to extend the, you know, tension and resolution by doing the 4-3 business. So again, the tune goes 1-6-2, 5 chord of 3, and then 3-6-2-5. All right, so again, just looking at the push pins, B flat to G7 to C minor. And then I know I'm going to 3, so I'm going to do A7, and then D minor, and then G minor, C minor, and then F7. All right, so before I go any further, just look at the A section. Now fill in the blanks. Go back to the original harmonic analysis and fill in the blanks. You got 1. Before I go to 2, I'm going to do 4, 3, 6. And now I'm ready for 2. And now I'm going to create some voice leading to get to 5 by doing an inversion of the 2 chord. 5 of the 3 chord, that is, the A7. And I'll do some 4-3 there. Now I got the 3 chord D minor. Now I'm going to 6. Before I just go directly to G minor, I'm going to make it into D7, do a quality change on the 3 chord, so that I have the 5 of the G7, which is D7. And then I'm going to, once I get to G minor, rather than just go to C minor, I'm going to make it the 5 chord of that. So I'm going to do G7 altered, and now I get C minor. So I'm creating dominance before I get there. So again, it's over a very slow period of time, and I have all these subtle harmonic embellishments to get me from one chord to the next. And then my 2-5. So I hope this is making sense. So that's the A section. B section. All you have, if you look at the push pins, you only have a 1, and then a 4, and then 6-2-5. So again, it's 1-6-2-5, except you have a 4 chord in between, which the A section also kind of did, right? The A section had the 4 chord in bar 1, and now it's kind of like a longer version of the A section, if you will. So the beauty of the construction of this is that it just makes you wait, okay? I'm going to start a new track for the B section.